crust from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, 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 I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome to Think of the Children. It's a premier podcast in which we defend our home from bandits, and by bandits it's your childhood, and by defend we mean kill. My name is Owen Piper, and it's Christmas, motherfucker.
It's Christmas.
This is Jay, he's my friend, he's here too.
You will refer to me exclusively as Grinchy Boy McDougal.
Why Grinchy Boy McDougal?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't got a follow-up. Grinchy, I was going to be like, call me Grinch, but then I was like, no, I'm going to make it weird. And then I was like, Grinchy Boy. Like, Grinchy Boy just sounds like something I would normally say. And then I was like, McDougal.
Yeah. It's very, yeah. I mean, you are famous for not being with the holiday season. But I love the holidays. It's holidays time here at Think of the Children headquarters. And we're very happy that it is. You know, there's an office party, so all the employees are out. And they're not, like, you know, being killed by dinosaurs or whatever it is that they do on a regular basis.
Well, most of them.
Most of them aren't. So that's good. They're just out there letting their hair down. And we're all alone in our big office at the moment. We're just closing, you know, we're about to close up business for the year. Everyone else has gone home. But we've got one last podcast to do before the end.
Of everything.
Not everything, just before the end of the show for the year. Oh, Jay, how are you doing, pal? Are you doing all right?
Yeah. It's Christmas, and as we know, I'm allergic to Christmas because it requires trees, and I'm allergic to tree pollen. So, as Santa Claus comes down every chimney, I will shit on everyone's tree. And that's not me being like, man, your tree is shit. I mean, actually excreting on it, and also saying, man, your tree is shit, and also covered in shit now that I have excreted on it.
Fucking hell.
And then I'll murder you and take your stuff.
It's like a weird reverse Santa. Instead of sneaking in and leaving presents, he bursts in, kills you, and takes your shit.
And shits on stuff.
Shits on everything.
That's a Santa that's educational, because it teaches you how to defend your home.
We'll figure it out.
Shut up, I'm the funny one on this podcast.
You assume that was a joke. I don't know what that was. That was just me trying to do shit work.
Well, I mean, to be fair, if it's you doing it, then it is a joke.
True. So, Jay, as chief financial officer of our organization, I have to ask you once again, how did the last product we put to market do? It was called Dog Tanyan, a furry porn spectacular, which I think is very good.
Okay, so I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
We've hit a bit of a financial rut because, you know how we were going to reach out to Brazzers again?
Yeah.
They sued us.
Oh, shit, really?
So we have no money.
Mate, what?
But
no
I was
money?
Also, the bright side is, out of all this, I was so determined to get you a Christmas present, I've got you this.
Oh, this is amazing. What is it? Oh, this is so nice. I didn't think we were getting each other gifts this year. We said no gifts. Let me just open this. Oh, this is amazing. Oh. This is... Okay. It's a chain for my glasses.
Yes.
That's really thoughtful. Have you not noticed that I'm not wearing my glasses?
I just assumed you'd forgot because you're stupid.
Right. Here's the thing. Because I have no money ever, I sort of had to sell my glasses to get you your present. Here it is. It's right here. It's been right behind you the whole time. I didn't know how you didn't notice it.
I don't believe in looking behind me.
Well, turn around and you'll see your gift. It's not wrapped because there's a lot of wrapping paper.
Yeah, to be fair,
gift. That's
a pretty sick chair. I would not want to wrap that either. Nothing could contain that chair.
Exactly.
But, I mean, while we're on the topic of selling stuff to pay for presents, you might notice how we're in the cafeteria of the...
Noticed that. I did think that it was a bit weird when you called me here.
I sold the meeting room to for your glasses, Chain.
You sold the... Okay, so several questions have just entered my mind.
Yes.
First of all... First of all, how do you have the rights to the meeting room?
Because I... Yeah.
Okay, cool. Second question. How did the cost of a glasses chain cost a room in terms of money?
It's made of golden human bones.
I can see that, and it is very nice. It's a shame I don't have anything some glasses upon which to hang. Third, is the room like been removed, or is it still part of the building and is now the property of someone else?
Yeah, basically like somebody rigged up a matrix that could like teleport matter instantaneously and then just cut a perfect cuboid out. Unfortunately, it also like severed one of the interns' legs and arms.
That's fine.
But they bled to death.
Greg was going to fail his performance review anyway.
Now he's failed at not bleeding to death.
He has in fact failed that. And to be fair,
that's what's for lunch in the cafeteria.
Well, Greg.
Yes.
just Greg.
Yeah.
We're the only ones here. So hang on. All the cafeteria staff went home for the holidays. So are you telling me you took the body of Greg and have prepared him, fricasseed him, if you will, and are serving him to us now?
No. The burger I'm currently eating is not made of Greg.
He tastes like disappointment, which is very good. I think that's very on brand for Greg.
He had a degree in media, so he wasn't really doing much.
Haha, that's a fucking burn on you, media degree people. Your degree is worthless, just as mine is, because it's incomplete. We're going to do our program now. We're going to do some holiday special stuff. And do that, I guess, because it's the holidays. That is what we do here before we wrap up for the year. Jay, do you have any you want to do, or do you want me to start?
I have one.
Stop eating Greg for just a moment.
I'm sorry. I have one. It's a pretty clear one.
Okay.
Mine's Die Hard.
Die Hard is a very good Christmas movie, and there's been a lot of debate recently about whether or not Die Hard is or is not a Christmas film, to which I say, fuck you, yes it is. I will fight you on the street like the dog that you are. So Die Hard, Bruce Willis saves Nakatomi Plaza from terrorists on Christmas.
Bruce Willis saves Christmas.
He does. Bruce Willis single-handedly saves Christmas with his gun and his big, strong arms. Full disclosure, I have not seen Die Hard.
Have you not?
I have not.
I've seen most of it.
I have played the video game on the PlayStation 1.
I've seen of the video game. Seen.
I've played that, but I've not played the film, which is not the thing. But yeah, I've not seen the film. So how can we ruin Die Hard, the popular Christmas movie that is definitely a Christmas movie, despite what everyone's...
I don't know. Well, one of the main draws to it is obviously, like, the concept is that it's one man against a bunch.
Mm-hmm. It's one man fights an army of terrorists.
Yeah, so what I think would be kind of funny is a bunch of people fighting one terrorist really badly.
Oh, that would be very fun. So, like, we get some ISIS dude. you know... Greg, probably.
Okay.
Greg
and then they Greg have to fight. And then obviously. They have to fight the rapid, the rapid response unit of the West Mercia Police Service, who are all from Shrewsbury, so they're mostly like farmers' sons and have no idea what they're doing. They're like, "All right, Jeff, here's an MP5.
Get in there, my dude. What I can't, but I can't kill him. Yes, you have to, Jeff. He's a terrorist. He committed sins.
He blew up a Greg's.
He beheaded a journalist on a video. Like, you have to do something
yours
about this
was
man, Greg.
Probably more upsetting than mine.
You blew up a Greg's. No, blowing up a Greg's is probably about one of the worst things a person can do.
Especially, like, also, like, mathematically, it's worse because usually there's, like 10 people at a Greg's.
Yeah, it's fucking awful. So, but I've been in
any human life, obviously, is... Either way, he killed someone, and thus we must take his life as compensation.
That is true. That is exactly how it works. As Jesus once taught us, an eye for an eye is exactly the right thing to do in any situation.
Jesus came out of the cave on Easter and was like, so somebody killed me, it's time to ice some fools.
And then he pulled out an MP5, lowered his sunglasses. Jesus 2, Jesus heart.
And then he was like, he was like, come on, Jeff, here's an MP5, let's go.
Then there was a fun buddy cop show.
Let's do that. That's Die Hard. It's Jesus and Jeff. Jeff.
Jesus and Jeff.
Jeff, the farmer's son from Shrewsbury, Shropshire, England, and the living embodiment of the Lord God.
The son of a farmer and the son of and the son of the Lord. This is it. It's fighting terrorists.
Die Hard 6. Easter. Just that's it.
This is exceptional. They can have some fun, like, buddy banter. Like, you know, fucking, oh, I'm not a religious man, but I don't know. I'm not good at the Jesus partner. But yeah, something like that.
Although Jesus will probably be speaking Hebrew, so.
No, he has like a TARDIS translator.
Actually, I don't know why you went there, because he's Jesus.
Yeah,
he probably was like, hang on, I'm downloading English from the God. Okay, what's up?
From the cloud. Just like...
I would have said the first bit in Hebrew, but I don't speak Hebrew, and I didn't want to try and pretend to speak Hebrew, because I feel like that would be a bit of a dick move.
Yeah, that'd be kind of hard for us to do, for us non-Hebrews to do. Oh, fucking hell. That's very good, though. Just Jesus and his buddy Jeff. I'm very hung up on Greg today for some reason.
In Shire Hall, trying to get rid of an ISIS guy at the vents. And then the final.
It's just a fun little village. It's not like a Tony Clark. It's a village hall. And just he's just in there.
They're just chasing him from room to room with MP5s that Jesus can't fire because he can't kill people. And Jeff is morally like opposed to shooting people. So
like
they're just
Benny
trying to
Hill.
Hit him with the end
they
of the gun.
Running between the same two rooms, and there's like an organ rearrangement, like a church rearrangement of the Benny Hill theme tune, just do 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 do, and it's just that for an hour.
Yeah, intercut with like Jeff questioning Jesus about random things, like is heaven real, Jesus? Isn't it? Yeah.
He's yes.
Like,
yes.
But how
it
can
is.
You prove that? You don't even know if you're Jesus. And Jesus is like, watch this, and he pulls out a bottle of water, and he's like, it's wine, and he's like. It could be blackcurrant juice. He's like, either way, I've just transformed water into blackcurrant juice. What the fuck is your problem? Does it matter on the liquid? I guarantee you, somebody in the world, right, some fucking prick on, like, Reddit or Facebook, Jesus comes back and he's like, well, check this out. He'd be like, oh, you don't know if that's wine. It could be blackcurrant squash. Yeah, but yeah, he's rearranged matter with a click of his fingers.
I mean, there's a much better way for Jesus to prove his identity. That's to kill Jeff and then resurrect him, as Jesus has been shown to have the power to raise the dead. So,
I feel like... Because Jesus is clearly like a level 20 paladin with a couple of legendary boons under his belt.
Yeah, for sure.
If he kills someone, that's clearly a violation of his oath, so he can't do that. He could let the terrorists kill Jeff and then raise him.
I like that. Here, Jeff.
But that comes
out.
With the trust issues of Jeff is then like... Why did you let him kill me?
To prove a
Jesus
point.
Like, yeah, to prove a point. And he's like, that's really shitty, Jesus. Fuck. No, come on.
So we turn Die Hard into a body cop movie starring Jesus and his buddy Jeff from The Shire. That's coming to theatres near you very soon. Fuck
also,
it, dude.
Random reminder. I watched Lord of the Rings again over this weekend. We need to watch those movies, my dude. You'd love them.
We probably do, but people keep telling me to watch those fucking movies. I'm like, I don't care.
Don't, like... Okay, here's the thing. If you've got a friend who hasn't watched a movie that you want him to watch, don't say, oh my god, go watch that movie. You should say, like, oh hey, we should watch that movie together. It'd be a really fun time.
Yeah, no, I'm more likely to watch it with someone. Like, if someone says, oh, we should watch it together then,
they are a commitment to watch, so it's always good to, like, not sit there on your own, like, ugh.
But if someone says to me, oh, haven't you watched Lord of the Rings yet? Go do it. I'm like, I don't have 9 hours to do nothing. Like, what do you want from me?
Oh, 9 hours, my dude. No. It's more like 14.
Are you... No, I'm not doing that.
No. That's the extended editions, which add like an hour onto each film, but the regular editions say like 3 hours.
We're watching the regular edition because I've not got more than half a day to spend watching 3 movies. What are you talking about?
Dude, when you watch the movies, you'll understand.
Once I've watched them, I might go back and watch the extended edition on my own. But until such a time, that I'm not wasting 14 hours of my precious limited time on this earth watching 3 movies when I could watch 6 movies in the same time. Or more
Owen,
than that, probably.
Owen, they're taking the Hobbits to Isengard.
I'm aware of the memes, Jay. You don't walk into Mordor. They take the Hobbits to Isengard.
You don't walk into Mordor.
What's Tater's aid?
That's not that quote.
You do not go kindly into that Mordor.
rage against the dying of the Mordor. Quoth of the Raven, Mordor.
Oh, fucking hell. Do you want another one?
I need to one time when I'm playing a strategy game actually play as Mordor or name my empire Mordor, because the amount of times I've been sat on my own in a room and gone, build me an army worthy of Mordor, and been like playing as Greece on Civ 5 and be like, oh no, doesn't work.
We ain't Mordor, chief, this ain't it.
Shit. Chief, it do be like that.
Chief called, this ain't it. Do you want another one? Do you want me to pitch you up another one? Do you want me to serve you another one?
Great Escape, we should do that one.
It's not a Christmas movie. In the pre-recording for this, Jay said, "Oh, The Great Escape. We could do that." I'm like, "How is it?
It's on every Christmas. What more do you want?"
So is fucking Shrek. That's not a Christmas movie, is it?
I mean, it depends.
I mean, I'd watch Shrek at Christmas. Shrek's a good film. I might watch Shrek this Christmas.
No, I'm gonna watch this Christmas.
Die Hard.
I'm fucking no. I don't really enjoy watching movies, I'm gonna be honest.
Die Hard 6, Jesus and Jeff.
I mean, if that was a movie, I would watch it.
It is a movie.
I'm not really a movie person when it comes to Christmas.
I thought you were gonna say I'm not really a movie person. Like this, that would have been the thing to tell me. Like maybe sort of like 29 episodes.
I am even less a movie person on Christmas, but I'm not really a movie. But if somebody says to me like, "Do you want to watch a movie?" I'm like, "Not really," because I will be bored. But like sometimes I'll just be like. Like, the other day, I was like, I'm not really a movie person. So, if someone's like, this movie's really heavy and really, really emotional, I'm like, I don't want to watch movies anyway, so I'm not going to watch that. And then sometimes I'll just sit down and be like, I guess I'll just watch Platoon then. And I'll just watch Platoon and be upset and be like, I don't know why I watched that movie. I don't watch any movies. Why of all the movies I could have watched? I've got Logan or something, or I've got Deadpool. Could have watched any, like... Well, I mean, Logan's still depressing, but I could have watched any other movie, but I watched Platoon. And I was like, cool. Good movie, then.
Okay.
So I wanted to say that Platoon was good.
Sick. So, shall we move on?
Yeah.
I got one here for you. I can't. We're not doing Great Escape. Fuck you. So, I kind of got an idea. So, you know, at Christmas, like, you always get that one relative that never knows what to get you for Christmas. So, sure. They always get you either, and this is the choice I'm going to have you make, they either get you a Lynx sort of body set, for like which contains a small can of deodorant and a small can of body wash, or a tub of Celebrations, stroke Heroes, stroke Roses, stroke Quality Street.
What is Roses again? I never remember that one.
Roses is like Quality Street, but worse. In the order of like good, best to worst of those, by the way, it's Celebrations, Heroes, Quality Street, Roses. Roses is the worst one.
That sounds
fuck
right.
If you think
Quality Street is like a third shit.
Yeah, it's like you eat the triangles and the hazelnut stuff, and then that's it. There's nothing else good in
there. I don't really mind like the hazel. I don't really like the hazelnut stuff, but I do like the toffee circles, and the
toffee pennies or whatever the fuck they're called. Yeah,
and the fudge sticks, twigs.
Yeah,
they're alright.
I hate that. They're too chewy for me, man.
Isn't there a strawberry one that tastes like rotten cock?
It's bad. It's so bad. How can we ruin it then? Actually make it taste like rotten cock? Or
we're gonna ruin Christmas food. Yeah, we make a new. I like Blade Watts Heavy Flavor Beans is sold on the premise of like.
We're gonna make a new sharing box of chocolate. Now let's come up with like, I don't know, six bespoke flavours that it could be. Number one, old cock. That's a good.
Why old cock and not rotten?
All right,
this is old
cock,
man
then.
Penis.
Fucking, you sat there on Christmas Day, your nan asks you to hand to pass you the chocolate, and you pass her one, and she's like, oh, this one tastes like rotten dick.
Or alternatively, if you do the old penis one, she's like, oh, this tastes like your granddad. And you're like, oh no.
Oh no, this is not what I wanted. Oh, fucking hell. What other flavours can we put in our little box of misery?
We could put one that just like gives you little random stinging cuts on the inside of your mouth.
Oh, that's fun. Just maybe put a razor blade in it. Fuck it. just put a loose razor blade in the box. Fuck it. That can't be problematic.
I'd watch that. Yeah, I'd watch that. Fuck it.
I'd watch that razor blade for
I'd
sure.
Give it to somebody I hate as well. Like, oh, why have you done this? Like, because I dislike you as a person.
I hate you. Fuck you.
One of my favourite memories is just being like, when I just told someone I didn't like them. They were like, why are you so mean to me? And I'm like, because I don't like you. And they were like, haha. I'm like trying to laugh off. And I was like, I just looked at them and shrugged. And then they had this amazing moment of their laughter died off as they realised, like, this guy just doesn't like me. And I just left.
And that was how me and Jay first met.
That's a true story, by the way. Not the Pino Met. I was in a room, and then I left the room.
Who was this, by the way? Well, like, do I know who this person is?
No, it was someone at university. To be fair, they deserved it. And they could fuck off.
Okay. Fair enough. So we're putting a razor blade in there. We're putting some squirters. Those things we came up with a few weeks ago. We'll put some
Riley Reed Raspberry. It's my favourite.
Yeah, we'll put some of that in there. We'll put in some razor blades, like I said. We're just putting some fucking hard drugs. Fuck it. Yeah, nan, here's this. Oh, what's that? It's got ketamine in it. Fucking sweet.
What else we got? That's got to be something. That's got to be
that,
like
that would liven up Christmas. Nan's just sat there off and not on care, trying to watch Elf.
Oh, you know, I got it. One of them. One of them.
Sorry, the mental image of that is beautiful. One of old woman saying. Carry on.
I like the one of like it's a, it tastes like the feeling you get when you see a packet of like a wrap like a Pringles can mm-hmm. on the side and you're like, oh, I love Pringles, and you open it and you realize you ate all the Pringles already.
Oh, okay. They taste just like disappointment. So yeah, disappointment just
like
is
but like really like we have like a bunch of flavors of like stuff that's very specifically disappointing. You know what I mean? Like when you thought you did well on an exam and you open it and you got like a D and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
And you can't like, and everyone's like, why didn't you revise harder? And you're like, I did.
I did, chief.
Finding out you're not as funny as you think you are. That's a
good one. Let's put a fucking loaded gun in there. Why not?
Yeah, also every single flavour comes with a... And also it's like wrapped in such a way that like it's the same size as every other sweet. Yeah. And then you open it and then you just get fucking clocked as an AR-15 just punches you and like explodes out. You're like, ah, fuck! Ah!
So you unwrap one, it's got a razor blade, so you're like, well, ER Nan, you're having that one. Oh, what's that? Oh, what's that, infant child? Do you want this one? Sorry, it's ketamine. Oh, wait. Oh, I got the Glock. Guess I've got to eat this gun.
No, I like the other version where you get ket and you get the other one, and then the baby gets like an M15, like an M16, and you open it, and you're like, oh my god, the baby's got a gun. And then someone comes in and is like, no, the baby's got a gun. The baby has a rifle. It has a rifle! We have to take cover! And then somebody else, and that guy's all, but it turns out that guy's also on kit. And somebody else, like, how is a baby going to fire an M16? He doesn't.
I was
going to
say babies have terrible trigger discipline. If a knockback will just fuck them up. Like, just like I wouldn't worry too much.
They don't even be able to pull the trigger, so you can just punch the baby in the face, disarm it.
I think there's much better ways to disarm a child than punch it in the face.
Can you imagine like you having a Nerf gun fight with like a younger brother, and they're like, oh, "I've got you now," and you're like, "No, fuck you!" Bang. Just have like crazy fucking, I don't know, Nam flashbacks over a Nerf gun. And your brother's like, Tim, you weren't even in Nam! Fuck you, Jeff! And that's why Jeff doesn't like guns.
One of the sweets has got Nam flashbacks in it. Like, you eat it and it gives you Nam flashbacks for half an hour.
Oh, no.
It's a very specific drug.
And to save money, we could just rent clippage of Platoon. There you go, full circle. That's common.
There's one that just makes your relatives fall asleep, which is nice if you just want some peace and quiet.
So you want to give them chloroform?
No, just...
No, one of the packets is just, it opens it and a fucking a temporary gas. Life form of me just pops out and punches them in the face.
Oh, I was thinking
and then when the baby
like
gets
sleep.
The M16, you can give them that candy. That's clever.
That's good. It's clever, smart.
Also, there's a number on the box where if you don't have any of that flavour, I'll just come to your house and punch your baby in the face.
Yeah, just ring us up and jail cut.
I have no problem with having, like, a physical fight with a baby. I could take at least four toddlers at once.
I could fight at least four toddlers, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it depends. Have these toddlers had, like, any sugar recently? And or have they just lost a game of Fortnite?
Third question, do I have a bat? Fourth question... Have I also recently lost at Fortnite?
You do not have a bat. You have both lost at Fortnite because you're on the same duos team. And the toddlers have eaten a healthy lunch of celery and peanut butter.
I've never played Fortnite, but I will say, being mean to kids who play Fortnite is dumb because that's what kids like, colourful games, and it's designed towards kids. But I think it's perfectly okay to bully adults who play it. Because for fuck's sake, just play PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
PUBG's worse than Fortnite, though.
Well, yeah, but at least it looks like it wasn't made for fucking babies straight out the pussy.
It don't matter. I don't care how something looks as long as it's fun, right? If I'm playing a Vidges game, I don't care how it looks. If it's fun, I'll play that. I've been playing the Spyro recently. That's a game literally designed for children.
Spyro and Crash, those re-releases are just for fuck it. They're for adult. They're for sad people who want to relive their childhoods when they weren't sad.
Alright, just come for my fucking life then, Jay.
Yeah, I will. I'll give you the candy that is just... You open it and it's me going, guess what? Jeff? Your mother's still dead. And then I will leave.
And then he takes that and has a wacky cop adventure with Jesus.
Where Jesus at the end goes, I could resurrect your mother, but God don't want that shit, and then he fucks off. It's actually not a very good buddy cop movie because Jesus is kind of a cunt.
Jesus is kind of a dick, yeah, in the movie, I think.
I want somebody to take a soundbite of me going, you know what, Jesus is kind of a cunt, and then send it to the Pope. What's up, Francis? You know, Jesus is kind of a cunt.
OpenTwitter.com.
No! Fuck's sake.
I'm just checking if the Pope has Twitter.
He absolutely has a Twitter. Are you shitting me?
The Pope. I've got Yves Saint Laurent, which is definitely not the Pope.
I'm going to tweet Yves Saint Laurent. Wait, why? How have you got Yves Saint Laurent from Googling Pope Francis?
I found Pope. I didn't. I just Googled the Pope, and that was, I found Pope Francis. I will send a tweet. Apparently, I'm following the Pope. Didn't realise that.
What?
Yeah, apparently I'm following the Pope. Didn't realise. I will send a tweet to the Pope after the conclusion of the broadcast of you saying, you know what, Jesus was a bit of a cunt. And we'll see what happens. Hopefully, we get blocked.
Regretaria. Sorry.
Fucking hell. Jay, before we get too out of fucking left field, do you want to go to where the adverts live?
Hold on, Owen, I want to show you something in the kitchen. You can talk about it. We can talk about the ads in there.
Okay, yeah, that's a much better place to do it. I mean, have you ever been a place where we could meet to sort of talk about these things?
I mean, you say meet. That's what I've got to show you.
Right, listen, I don't swing that way.
No, Owen, it's fine. Come with me.
I mean,
you'll like it more than you think.
I'm very upset, but okay, let's do this. Cowing around, crushing the stalks, stomping about. Stamping the crop, knocking the swords. Hello, welcome to the place where the ads live. Apparently, this week it's the kitchen. Jay has got some to show me.
Hold on. So you see this table that's draped? I'm going to show you. This is how we get our advertisers some money. So if I whip this cover off, you can see this is what's left of Greg.
This is what's left of Greg, and it's very sad because
there's his torso is fine. Mostly.
I appreciate that you left the dick alone, though.
Yeah, basically from below where his dick would be, and then on arm, most of his lower jaw. See, I could make a lot of food out of this, and unfortunately, as we know, it's kind of gross.
It's kind
of
nasty.
I've made you this burger out of his anus and both butt cheeks.
I don't know if I want to eat this because this is a human person.
Here you go, eat this.
I don't know if I want to.
It's fine.
But I don't know if I want to do that, though.
Okay.
I mean, this is a human person, and I'm not a cannibal, Jay.
I mean, if you look at it now, it's dead. It's fine.
Yeah, but it was a human person.
Okay, the point, the joke was going to be that it tastes like ass.
I'm ruining your
joke. But you know what doesn't taste like ass, Owen?
What's that?
Dick. But you know what doesn't taste like dick?
What's that, Jay?
Schlurp.
Brilliant. That's a very good seg, actually.
Dab! I'm going to need a minute. I'm too funny for myself.
Oh, God. Jay needs a minute. In that time where Jay takes a minute, while he just laughs to himself, I'm going to describe Schlurp to you. Schlurp is a restaurant... I'm going to just cut all his laughter out, I guess. Schlurp is a restaurant in Oswestry, England, UK, but it's located on Church Street specifically, and it has a bunch of good stuff in it, like waffles and desserts and cake and ice cream and stuff.
And not Greg.
Smoothies and milkshake, and not Greg. It definitely does not serve Greg. Or this we can say with a reasonable degree of certainty, does not serve Greg. If your name is
we
Greg,
we can't actually verify whether it they serve
yeah.
Greg.
If your name is Greg, they'll probably serve you, but they don't cook and kill people named Greg, and sell his remains.
I'm actually eating it. This burger's not that bad.
Please put that down. Anyway, if you like Schlurp, if you like our show, go to Schlurp, give them some support. Support small businesses. They make real good stuff. Vegan friendly options, I think.
Don't quote us on that.
We've been doing these ad reads for like a while now. We've never been given like an ad copy to read. I don't know what fucking Schlurp has or not, because we've never been. We've had no official communication.
I think there's some things we can say, like they don't sell guns.
There are things we can say with certainty. They don't sell guns.
They do not sell
people. They do not sell weaponry of any kind. They don't sell people, and they don't sell basketballs. Of this, we are certain.
What if they just
everything
sell
else is
unknown? Feel like an idiot.
If you go to Schlurp and you ask for a basketball, they're going to look at you like you're a fucking idiot. What are you doing going to a dessert shop trying to buy basketballs? Go to Sports Direct and purchase a basketball, you fool. If you go to Schlurp and you tell them about the podcast that we do, Cool Thing of the Children, or Not Saving the Realm, you get 10% off your order, which is real nice, because that's a good... In this economy, you've got to save where you can.
What economy?
Exactly. Hopefully, a new one when we rise up and destroy capitalism. When the revolution comes and the nooses are swinging from Westminster, there will be no more economy. There will be
that's
only...
That's a really nice... advocating for, murder.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying let's kill all the capitalist pigs, but let's not do that.
Do you want a moment to just sit?
So in the spirit of capitalism, please go visit our sponsor and get 10% off your order. If you enjoy our program, by the way, you can go and head over to twitter.com. It's a website that we invented, that you can follow us on there. We're at TOTCcast, all one word. And you can join other, so you might get a shout out on the show if you do that. People like Alfred Clark at Penny Blue on Twitter. We may have shouted this guy out before. I don't fucking know. We've got so few followers, eventually we're going to end up repeating ourselves. So, Alfred, you're a cool dude and you make good shit.
He streams.
Yeah, he streams sometimes on the internet. So, thanks, Alf, for being a good boy.
I also killed him.
Jay also killed his lizard, which is very sad. So, I think that's about it, right? I think we're good?
Yeah.
You want to go do the rest of the show?
Yeah, let me just finish this burger.
Okay, can you bring it with you? Because, we're only going into the cafeteria.
Aaron, don't question me on this.
I mean,
just go.
Okay, no, we'll see you back. We'll see you on the show. Okay, let's go do that.
Just go.
Okay.
Don't embarrass me in front of the investors.
I have to embarrass you.
No, don't.
I do though.
Don't.
It's part of it.
Think you can fucking disrespect me this way?
Yes, I do.
Does it make you feel like a big man?
Yes, it does.
I've seen it. It's not that big.
No, I know. But also, get fucked.
Slap you.
No, you can't make every joke flat slap. Anyway, let's go back to the show.
Well, maybe I wanted to smack you instead.
No.
Okay, that's fine.
I refuse. Fuck you. Give me a little kiss. Give me a little kiss on the head. Where's this bit going? Welcome back to the main bulk of the episode. We're back in the cafeteria. Jay, have you finished your burger? Please tell me you have, because it smells of human people.
Yeah.
Good.
I made another one, though.
Oh, less good. Oh, at least you put some barbecue sauce on there, though. That might mask the smell a little bit. That's good.
There's a mayonnaise in there, too.
Barbecue sauce and mayonnaise, you fucking heathen.
Yeah.
You godless garbage man.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, I'm eating a person, so a lot.
I mean, yeah, you know what? Fair. I mean, I get that.
I just
consumed
a human anus.
Why are you eating Asperger's?
Because it was for the bit, but it turned out it's pretty fleshy. Because it's an ass.
Someone once bet me at Christmas if I ate a chicken's cloaca, they'd give me 20 quid.
But you didn't. Right?
I didn't not do it.
I don't know what that means.
So a cloaca is the asshole.
Yeah, I know that. It's also the vagina, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all one organ. I didn't not eat it.
So but you did
I
not did, not eat it. So you did
I didn't.
Eat it.
I didn't not eat it, but I walked away with £20. So on this, so we all
you
have
ate
to
a
know
chicken this pussy ass.
Right. In my defence, A, I was hungry. 2, I wanted £20. And 3,
I don't know
there's
if this
not
is real or not because that
and
is something.
3,
that...
there's. And 3, there's not a lot I won't do for 20 quid.
See, I don't know if you're being serious because, it's you.
This is the kind of thing I do. It's on brand.
I'm going to assume you did it.
If you've ever eaten a chicken cloaca, please tweet us at TOTCcast and we can suffer the pain together. Should we do one then?
I mean, you've done everything we could have done. I don't know what that means, but...
I've got another one here, and I had an idea for let's ruin a tradition, Jay. Traditions. So, have you ever sat round with your family and have you ever decorated a Christmas tree before? Have you ever taken the, have you ever decked the halls with your fam?
When I was a child, I decorated the Christmas tree, and then immediately as soon as I went upstairs, my mum redecorated it.
Oh.
So, do with that as you will.
So, you, what you're saying is you have done it, but it was immediately, your efforts were immediately ruined.
Yeah, I also did it, like, a couple of weeks ago, so that previous story was kind of irrelevant. But
yeah, somewhat. So, here's, so I think we could somehow ruin getting together the family and decorating a tree. I think we could, I think somehow we can do something with that. So, what do you think?
I say we create a kit where you have to, where there's a person inside and you have to kill them and their organs are made of the Christmas decorations.
Tinsel and baubles.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so okay, so let's just break down. Like, okay, I'm gonna just go over the overhead of this one because I don't do this very often because I don't do the finances. But we would have to genetically engineer a race of humans whose organs are replaced with Christmas decorations.
Yeah,
that would cost a lot of money. We then have to mass produce this race of people again, costing a lot of human money, and then we have to put him into kits where he is murdered.
Yeah,
how much would the kits retail for at that point? Like a couple of $100,000 each, I would imagine.
$50
That's the cost of human life, is it, Jay? £50 is what it requires.
If you go to the right places that I know of.
Yeah, you know, like Frank.
Plus,
Frank
the thing is, like,
Stein's, like, yeah, human repository.
If you just, like, make them, it's fine. I've made a person out of plastic objects before.
What I was thinking, I like your idea of a kit, right? So, I think we should have, like, very specific sort of instructions you have to follow at all times.
You know, we've created entire races of creatures before on this show, right?
I'm aware of that, Jay. I'm just hear me out. Because I think we can do some sort of, like, fun parasocial shit with this. Hang on, my pop filter's just come ridiculously off my mic. Give me one moment. Hello,
I don't know what that
listeners.
Means, but okay.
This is the ASMR version of the podcast where I'm right up in your ear.
No. Don't do that.
How do you like this, listeners? Are you having
a
relaxing
tomorrow
day?
And I will slap you.
Are you having a relaxing day, listeners?
Am I having a relaxing day? No.
I'm having a very relaxing
day. Shit day, if I'm gonna be honest with you.
I hope you enjoy this of me lulling you off to sleep.
Oh, that.
And of course, Jay immediately ruins it by bodily function. So here's what I'm thinking: we take a kit. And it has very specific instructions. You build the tree with your family. You have to do it with your family, otherwise the tree explodes and you all die. If you deviate from the kit, it explodes and you all die. If you try and add any personal touches, it explodes. You all die. The instructions have to be read, which ensures that all the sort of like old dads in the audience will not do that. Because we all know, well, what's the deal with dads and instructions, am I right? I don't know where I'm going with this joke. But what I'm saying is, let's do that. Fuck it. I don't know.
Alright, yeah.
You have problems with this, and I want to hear them, because I don't want to go to bed angry with you, Jay.
No, I got nothing. That's fine.
You don't give a fuck anymore.
It's good.
Is there anything else we can do with it, or...?
I don't know, I feel like the fact that you want to... I like that idea. It's good.
You're literally fine with that completely. With no,
my other idea is, given how hype games like Fortnite and PUBG have been this year, we do Christmas Battle Royale except decorating a Christmas tree. So you have to drop onto an island, gather the tinsel and baubles and lights and stuff and batteries and guns to then fight your way to the center of the game to just decorate the tree. And then also, if you do it the wrong way, you die and you have
to
enter as a family.
You have to get...
And that's not like... That's all immediate family, so or like everybody who usually attends your Christmas. So if you've just had a baby, and you've got your grandma, your mum, your husband, your child, your baby, your teenage daughter, your like son who's coming home from uni, that's a very big family. This is a complicated family dynamic I've created. You all go to the island, including the baby.
Yeah.
So that baby is going to be like a tactical drawback, but you got
it
to
is
deal
yeah
with it.
For sure. And what, you have to decorate a tree to appease the island gods, and then you're allowed to leave.
Yeah,
that's very good, actually. Yeah. I don't know what I'm... This is simple in its execution. We haven't created a new dragon brand. We haven't fucking created an AI super cult. We've just shipped a bunch of random people to an island and said, here's some sticks, appease the gods, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's very good. Do you want to move on? Because I sense we're running out of steam, so let's try and find it. And let's
move on, you wee cunt.
Exactly. Jay, I have one for you here, and I don't know if you're familiar with the Christmas film Nativity. Are you familiar?
I know of it, and they look like fucking... They look like Greg right now.
Right, here's where you're wrong, because Nativity is fucking sick, right? These films, I love these films. Unironically, love the Nativity.
I'm not going to lie, you're not going to sell...
No, I know, I'm not trying to sell you on them, because like I get it, because it's a very niche, specific thing. But like, it's my go-to Christmas film. Like, watch Nativity 1 and 2, David Tennant plays two characters in the second one. In the first one, Martin Freeman is Martin Freeman. He's great, he's Martin fucking Freeman. They are, they're not great movies, but they're fun. I'm talking about the first one specifically. So in the first one, a bunch of kids need to put on a nativity play, but they've managed to get the whole town to watch it by lying and saying that someone from Hollywood is going to come and watch it and maybe turn it into a feature film. They then have to pull something out of their ass and make it a musical extravaganza, and they do it, and it's wonderful, and it's feel good, and it makes you and it reminds you all about the important things about Christmas, which are family, Jesus, and singing about how are you going to fuck a star, which I'm pretty sure is one of the songs. There is a Jesus undertone. It's not in your dick, in your face, but it's like it's there. They do mention Jesus several times.
I think my views on sticking your religion in people's faces is quite clear, because it's not
in your face, though. It's like very, very
religion
sort of like,
is like
hey,
a penis.
Okay, but it's not like they sort of get up to camera and say like, by the way, Jesus is the one true God. Like, what? They don't do that. They just fucking say, they mention occasionally Jesus. That's all they do.
Religion is like a penis. Great, if you have one, just don't stick it in my face.
Okay, wonderful. Okay,
Martin Freeman is like a penis.
I mean, I could have told you that.
He's
like, Martin Freeman.
He's a dick.
Yeah, he's not a great man. But he's a good actor. On this, we can agree.
He's a good Yeah.
I think he's a pretty decent actor. He's better than Benedict Cumberbatch, for sure.
That's true. I think Benedict's problem for a while was that he just kind of got like into himself. He's like, oh, I'm the up and coming actor, and everyone was like, fuck off. And then he calmed down a bit, so he's a bit more likable now.
He's a bit more humble now. I can deal with him a bit more now than I could in sort of like the early teens. Yeah. I was like, fuck off, Benedict, you piece.
I thought
of guy.
I would find him really irritating as Doctor Strange, but I was like, that's all right. Actually, he's okay.
Yeah, I liked him as Strange. He was pretty good. Anyway, so back on topic, Nativity. How can we ruin it? Which is, it's a film about children putting on a nativity play, but it's big. Songs
we
and
actually
they fuck
tell a historically accurate retelling of the birth of Christ, except all the characters are children.
Here's the thing: before this podcast, completely serendipitous. This is completely serendipitous, by the way. God. My friend Tom, my flatmate, and I, we looked up a timeline of the Nativity because we were genuinely interested. When was Jesus born? We were just interested in that for some reason. And so here's some things that I want you to know about the Nativity. First of all, Jesus was not born at 0 BC, AD, as we all think he was. He was born around 4 BC. So about 4 years before the birth of Christ, Jesus was born, they think. And then, you know, then all the normal stuff happens. He was, there's for some reason, like the Bible goes into like great detail about how he was circumcised, which is fun. And then there was a bit where Mary and Joseph go kill a bird in a temple. And then there was and this is a direct quote from the website, by the way, about sort of like answers about the Lord, Jesus Christ. So you all know about the star, right? The star in the heavens that led the wise men, the magi, to Jesus Christ. You're aware of this, yeah?
Do you just call them magi?
That's what the Bible calls them. They're technically called magi.
Okay.
Yeah, you're aware about the star that leads the Magi from Persia to the location of the God child, of the Christ child.
Sure.
Of Christ. So, I'm going to read you this direct quote now. Contrary to popular opinion, the star was probably not a typical event in the heavens, i.e. supernova, planetary alignment, comet, etc. Instead, it was definitely a miraculous, a special star. So, what I take this to read as, the Bible, like, you know, the star was real. Source, the Bible. Like, I don't, like, just fucking, like, what does that mean? That means nothing. I'm a fan of this, though. Children, a historically accurate retelling of Jesus Christ. But that does mean we do have to watch a child push another child out of her.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want to see that.
Now that you think about it. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not, Chief.
What if we have it so that we tell the, like, a very accurate telling of thingy, but it's narrated by kids?
Oh, that's good, yeah. So it's
No. What if we do it so that, like, it's like drunk history, where it's like a kid telling a Bible story, but they just read out a script, and then we just put, like, what they're saying over,
yeah,
on the retelling, and they just have no idea what's happening, and they see some upsetting shit, and it'll be funny.
So what, we discuss with kids for life?
Yeah. Done it before, do it again.
That is literally the point of the show, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's not
maybe
a bad way of doing
puss.
It. I like the idea of letting the kids ad-lib a little bit, like, they're just like, wait, so she rode a donkey all the way to Bethlehem? That seems unrealistic. I know kids don't talk like that, but I'm not a child. I'm an adult human man. Fuck you.
You know what kids talk like?
What?
Well, I don't know what they talk like, but to me it's like, yeah!
That's it. then they say, did Jesus do the floss? And then I punch the child, because no, Jesus did not play Fortnite.
To be fair, I'd punch a kid in the face.
Again, I could probably fight at least three kids.
I could fight a child of indeterminate age.
I could fight a child between the ages of 3 and 12. Yeah. Like, for sure. Any older than 12, they start carrying knives, and I'm like, I'm not about that.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Round
if they carry knives, then there's a chance I could die, which is pretty great.
Hell yeah, fucking stab me directly in the throat, child. Speaking of death, it's time for us to die for the rest of the week, because the podcast is coming to a close. And as you all know, when the podcast ends, Jay and I cease to exist.
Goddamn right. End me.
So thank you all so much for listening to Think of the Children, not just this episode, but indeed all year. This is our 30th episode. This is amazing for me, because when I try to, like, do something creative, I don't stick to it. This is like the longest I've ever gone on for, like, a big project like this, and that's really, really cool. So yeah, thank you all for supporting us, I guess. If you want to support us, you can do so in a number of ways. You can go and follow our social media accounts at TOTCcast, like we said before. You can go over to Facebook. If you just search TOTCcast, that'll get you there. If you want to join us on Discord, you can do that. There's a pinned tweet on our Twitter, and it's also in the show notes also as well. That's that. That's the social media, right? Is that all of it? I think so.
Yes.
Twitter, Facebook, Discord, those are the big three. We're also on MySpace, Friendster, Bebo, StumbleUpon, AOL Instant Messenger, The Post. We'll figure it out. So you can do that, and that's a fun time. And you can hang out with us and talk to us, because we really, really like that. If you don't want to use word of mouth, go fuck yourself, but also you can give us money instead. You can go over to patreon.com/TOTCcast to give us a monthly donation, or our brand new thing, you can go over to coffee.com/TOTCcast. I think that's the link anyway. I don't fucking know. I'd probably check it, because it's important. You can go to our Ko-fi page to give us a one-time donation if you prefer to do something like that. We understand that, like, monthly support isn't something that everyone wants to do. So maybe go to ko-fi.com, that's ko-fi.com/thinkofthechildren. It's all one long URL. It's not TOTCcast there, unfortunately. It's ko-fi.com/thinkofthechildren. If you do that, if you can join our Patreon, you can do that and join our other patrons such as Jelly and Sarah Meaden. And thank you, both of you, so much for apparently liking our content enough to pay us for it, which, again, at the start, when we started doing this, I didn't think that would happen. So that's incredible, really, when you think about it. And, yeah, rate us 5 stars on iTunes. That would help. But most importantly, just tell your friends that we exist and that we do the thing every week. Because that'd be nice. We really, really would appreciate that. Jay, instead of doing parting advice, I do want to extend this bit a little bit longer. Do you have any sort of, like, reflections over the last year you want to share with us? Any sort of, like, things you want to say to the listeners since we've been doing this for almost a year now? That's kind of scary.
Shit, yeah, Jesus.
We started in March, so we've almost been doing this for a year, which is kind of weird.
Fuck.
I know, right?
My toe.
So, yeah, is there anything you want to, like, reflect upon at this, the end of the year, which is, you know, traditional all the time to reflect on things?
No, it's been nice to have, like, something to look forward to every week, and it's cool that we have a small but still, like, cool group of people that we can always count on to watch our stuff and listen to us ramble about, which has been nice.
Yeah.
I do wish we killed less of our employees.
Yeah, we'll figure that. We get every year we just get new employees anyway, so
that's true. I hope people enjoy that enjoy the in office bits that we've started doing, because I really enjoy them.
Yeah, I feel like that's real nice. Just sort of like doing more stuff like that, making this, it just gives us more opportunity for banter, which I like a lot.
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to say, or do you want me to do my little bits of reflections and stuff?
Nah, I've got nothing.
So I guess just thank you. It's weird, like, I didn't think when we started doing this show that I would do anything with it other than just like, oh, maybe six people listen to it. And like, we don't have that many listeners. Like, we pull in maybe on a good week 30 plays, which ain't terrible, but it ain't great. But like, I don't care. Like, I honestly, you know, it would be nice if we had more, but I don't really give a shit, because I've made, like, honest to God friends doing this, which I didn't, like, peep that, it, like, peep to the point where I was like, I can't imagine my life without these people. So that's good. And I'm really happy, sort of like, because I think you and I will both admit that before we started doing this show, we kind of lost touch a little bit.
Yes.
Like, for sure. Like, when you went to uni, we sort of lost touch. And so this sort of was a really, really nice way to sort of bring us both back closer together. I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah.
So that was real nice.
Plus, I get to yell dicks all the time.
Yeah. It gives me a nice dick outlet, so that's good.
Because you ain't so getting anybody anywhere else.
For sure. So, yeah, we got a nice, loyal fan base. Regardless of the size, I love each and every one of you. So thank you all so much. 2019, going to be even bigger. I might release a sort of update thing at some point, detailing our plans for that. But no promises, because I'm woefully inconsistent. It's just part of a fun, wacky persona that I have, where I just don't do things. I just don't follow through on the things I say
also,
I'm going to do.
Also, despite the fact that I've said it 100 times, hopefully, given that I'll have more time next semester, because I have, like, 7 hours of lectures a week or some shit,
yeah.
I will be able to do some of more of my creative stuff.
Yeah.
Which hasn't panned out how I thought it was going to work out. Mostly because turns out doing a third year of your master's degree in physics is kind of difficult.
Yeah,
and you need to spend a lot of time relaxing to compensate for the fact that you're dying inside. Yeah. But I've got Christmas coming up, I've got stuff, and hopefully I'll do some writing. It may not be what's the word I'm looking for? Stuff that's part of like a continuity of anything, it may just be random shit that I think of, but I hope that somebody will enjoy it. I also may just start writing up random scenes from D&D games that I run, because the campaign I have coming up is pretty fun.
By the way, if not Save Me the Realm, if we ever do a novelization of that, I want you as like lead writer for that shit, because that would be good.
Oh, no.
I think that's about everything. I think that's like all our little reflections. So thank you all again so much for being with us for this year.
Yeah.
And for the next year, it'll be even better, I guess. We will be back, the podcast will be back on January 9th, I think is the current plan. We're back on January 9th for more content, more good goofs. Between now and then, we're going to have some stuff go up for patrons. And because Jay and I are going to be in the same town, which is rare, as well as some other stuff that I've got in the works. So just keep your eyes peeled. We're gone, but we're not gone completely. So that's a thing. This outro has already gone on far too long, so Jay, if you could please give your final parting advice for the year.
Remember, if you didn't get your mother or father or significant other a Christmas present, you're a terrible person. But you can escape the problem by straight up murdering someone, pretending you're insane and going to prison.
And then feed them the body as a burger, because apparently that's just a thing we do.
Nah, don't do that. It turns out I've decided it's not that great.
Oh, really? You were praising it not long ago.
It might be the barbecue sauce and mayonnaise, though.
Yeah, it's not a great combo, I won't lie to you, my dude.
I mean, it could be worse. It could be, like, I don't know. I don't know what else it could be.
I don't know
what human flesh barbecue and mayonnaise could be worse than.
I don't know, like anthrax and cum. That's pretty good. Like, that's a pretty bad cocktail, I think, of flavour.
It's not that bad.
Cum. Come and Anthrax is probably one of the worst things you can imbibe at the same time. I won't lie to you.
What about Anthrax and syphilis?
Oh, Anthrax and cum containing syphilis.
Yeah.
There we go, we're back on brand right for the end. fucking hell. So for the last time this year, my name has been Owen Matthew Piper.
My name is a name that will not be said unless I receive $30,000 per month.
You've been
not even for fucking Christmas, you cunts! I want my $30,000, motherfuckers! And until then, I will not say my name at the end of a goddamn podcast.
And you've been listening to Think of the Children, and we got it in one.
Merry fucking Christmas!
Merry fucking Christmas, you filthy animals.